mistake about it, life is always keeping score. Think about that. Every single day there's a tally being kept, whether you know it or not. Now, you may not see the results right away. The world doesn't always hand out report cards on Friday. But rest assured, life is tracking the habits you choose. Quietly, patiently, faithfully. I call this the law of habitual return. What does that mean? It means that whatever you sow over and over, you eventually reap with interest. If you get in the habit of showing up late, life keeps track. If you get in the habit of making your bed every morning, life remembers that too. The clock is ticking, the calendar is turning, and one day, the sum of all those repeated actions comes knocking. Now, people often ask, what's the secret to getting ahead? Is it a big breakthrough? A sudden windfall? Some stroke of luck? Once in a while, maybe. But if you watch carefully, you'll see that real progress is usually built on a foundation of simple actions, done well, done repeatedly. That's the law at work. You see, life doesn't just pay for what you do once. Life pays for what you do over and over until it becomes a part of you. Let me give you an example. Imagine a farmer planting seeds. One seed in the ground doesn't produce a harvest. But what happens if you plant a whole field and then you water and you nurture and you do it every day? In a matter of months, that small daily habit turns into a harvest big enough to feed the whole neighborhood. But it all started with the right habit. Repeated action, day after day, even when nobody's watching. There's another side to this coin. Suppose that same farmer gets lazy. He skips a day, then another. The weeds start to show up. He ignores them. He says it won't matter just this once. But the weeds don't work that way. They love neglect. And pretty soon, what was once a promising field is overrun. That's the law in action too. Every habit, good or bad, has a return policy. Some pay rewards, others charge penalties. Take health. A single workout won't change your body. But what if you make it a habit? What if you lace up your shoes, rain or shine, week after week, year after year? Pretty soon people are asking for your secret, but it isn't a secret. It's just the law of habitual return. Consistency pays. The same goes for bad habits. Skip the gym one day, no big deal. Skip it for a year, and life delivers the invoice. Here's what I've learned. There are no neutral habits. Every habit you choose is either paying you a dividend or charging you a fee. The question is, what account are you building up? Are you investing in habits that pay you back? Or are you accumulating debts that life will one day call due? So today, as you listen, ask yourself, what habits are quietly compounding in the background of your life? Are they working for you or against you? Because make no mistake, life will pay you back with astonishing accuracy according to your habits. And remember, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be persistent. That's the law of habitual return. Little actions, multiplied by time, deliver the kind of results that look like magic to everyone else. But to you, it was just another day, another good habit, another seed in the ground. Tell me, what does your routine look like? Now, some people hear the word routine and they think, oh, that sounds boring. Isn't life supposed to be spontaneous and exciting? Well, there's a place for adventure. But I'll tell you, if you really want to make progress, if you want success to show up on your doorstep, you need routine in your life. The right routine is not a prison. It's a pathway to freedom. You see, routine is what removes the friction from your day. Good habits, when repeated enough times, become so natural, you don't have to wrestle with yourself to get started. They run on autopilot, and that's where the magic happens. Ever try to push a car that's stuck in neutral? At first, it takes all your effort just to get the thing moving an inch. But if you keep pushing, suddenly the wheels start to roll. Momentum builds. The same thing happens in your life. The hardest part is getting started. The second hardest part is sticking with it until it's automatic. Once it's a routine, you're coasting downhill. I remember the first time I tried to build a morning routine. It wasn't glamorous. In fact, it was downright awkward. I had to remind myself every night to lay out my clothes, set the alarm, plan the day. But after a while, something wonderful happened. I stopped thinking about it. It just happened. The energy I used to waste on debating, should I, shouldn't I, was suddenly available for higher purposes. This is the hidden value of routine. It frees up mental space. It lets you focus on what really matters. When you don't have to make 1,000 little decisions every morning, you can use that willpower to build something meaningful. You save your best thinking for your biggest opportunities. Motivation is a wonderful thing, but it's fickle. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it isn't. You can't count on it to get you out of bed every morning. But you can count on your routine. Motivation is like the spark that starts the engine, but routine is the engine itself. You ever notice how the pros in any field seem to make it look easy? It's not because they're smarter or luckier. They've just got a system. They don't rely on bursts of inspiration. They have a set of actions they follow day in and day out. It's their routine that delivers results, even on days when they don't feel like showing up. Think about it. If you had to negotiate with yourself every time you wanted to eat breakfast, brush your teeth, or get to work, you'd be exhausted by noon. But because you've built routines around those actions, they happen almost without effort. Now imagine if you applied that same principle to reading, planning, prospecting, exercising, or saving money. How much smoother would your days run? How much more could you accomplish? Here's the real key. Routines beat motivation every single time. Don't wait for the mood to strike before you do what needs to be done. Build a system. Let your routine carry you when your feelings won't. And if you ever slip, don't start over. Just step back into your routine as soon as possible. The system will steady you. So, I challenge you today, identify the routines that are working for you and strengthen them. If you don't have one yet, start small. Pick one action that you know pays dividends and make it part of your daily system. Stick with it until it's automatic. The smoother your routine, the easier it becomes to add another. Pretty soon you're running a whole system of winning habits, and life starts to feel a lot less like a struggle and a lot more like a well-oiled machine. That's the hidden value of routine. It removes friction, frees your mind, and lets success become predictable. Build the system and let the system work for you. Now let's look at what I call the daily deposit principle. It's a simple idea, but if you grasp it, you can change your destiny. Every day, you're either making deposits or withdrawals from the account of your future. Now here's the truth. Most people are hoping for a big lottery win. They want to make one huge deposit, get one massive break, and cash in. But life doesn't usually work that way. The real wealth in any area, health, knowledge, relationships, even your finances, comes from steady, small deposits made day after day. It's the daily habits, not the occasional heroic efforts, that stack up to something remarkable. Let's take reading as an example. If you read just 10 pages of a good book every day, that's over 3,000 pages in a year. That's about a dozen books, maybe more. Multiply that over 5 or 10 years, and you become a walking library. You didn't have to read all day long, you just had to make the daily deposit. It's the same with learning new skills, picking up a language, or even mastering your craft at work. A little each day, invested faithfully, produces a fortune of knowledge. Now think about your finances. The habit of saving a little money every week may not seem like much at first. You could look at the balance and think, what's the use? But if you stick with it, that account begins to grow. Interest starts to work for you. After a few years, you've built up a cushion that gives you confidence and options. It wasn't luck. It was discipline. The habit of making that daily or weekly deposit makes all the difference. Health is no different. Do a few push-ups, take a brisk walk, eat an apple instead of a candy bar. One time, no big impact. But string together 100 of those days, 1,000 of those days, and suddenly your friends are asking how you do it. You know it's not magic. It's the daily deposit principle. The results are invisible at first, then undeniable. I remember when I first started in business. The results didn't show up right away. I'd make my calls, have my meetings, read my books. At the end of the day, sometimes I'd wonder, did any of this matter? Was it worth it? But I kept at it. And after a year, then two, then five, the evidence started to pile up. People started saying, you're so lucky. But luck had very little to do with it. It was daily deposits, adding up quietly in the background. You can apply this principle anywhere. Want a better relationship with your spouse, your children, your friends? Try making a daily deposit. A kind word, a thoughtful gesture, 5 minutes of real attention. It may not seem like much at the time, but just wait until you see the compound interest of consistency. Remember, small habits are like seeds. Plant them every day. Some grow slowly, some spring up quickly, but all are working for your future. Don't underestimate what can happen if you stick with the habit long enough. The days are going to go by anyway. The only question is, will you look back and see a rich account? Or will you wish you had started sooner? So I challenge you today. Pick your habits like an investor picks stocks. Make daily deposits into the account you want to see grow. Whether it's your health, your mind, your relationships, or your finances, a little each day, compounded over time, creates a life of abundance. Don't let a day go by without making a deposit. Your future self will thank you. That's the daily deposit principle. The payoff is certain, the growth is steady, and one day, when you least expect it, you'll discover just how wealthy you've become. Okay, now let's flip the coin and talk about neglect. Because as powerful as good habits are, there's an equal and opposite force working in every life. That's the cost of neglect. Neglect is sneaky. It never sends a bill on the first day. You skip a day, a week, sometimes a month, and nothing seems to happen. But let me warn you, neglect is always quietly compounding, just like good habits. Imagine a beautiful garden, flowers in full bloom, the grass trimmed, not a weed in sight. Now imagine that garden left alone for a month. No watering, no tending, no care. At first, maybe it still looks fine. But soon enough, the weeds start to creep in. The grass turns brown. The flowers fade. Neglect does its work quietly, but it always collects its fee. That's how it works with your health. Miss one workout and nothing changes. Miss a dozen. And the changes begin to show up in the mirror, on the scale, in your energy. Neglect takes time to reveal itself, but it never forgets. Skip the healthy meal, ignore the checkup, let stress pile up, and the cost accumulates. One day, the bill arrives, and often it's much higher than you ever expected. It's the same with your finances. Maybe you let your spending slide for a while. No budget, no tracking, just hoping it will all work out. For a few weeks, maybe nothing dramatic happens, but after a few years, the debts start to pile up, the options shrink. Suddenly, what could have been a strong financial future becomes a struggle to keep up. And it wasn't one big mistake. It was the slow drip of neglect day by day. In business, it's just as real. Neglect the details, lose track of your customers, stop learning, stop growing, and at first, the world seems the same. But the marketplace is always moving. One day you wake up, and you're behind. Competitors have passed you by. All because of a few small things you ignored that turned into big problems over time. Even your relationships carry this lesson. Ignore a friend, a spouse, a child for long enough, and the distance grows. It doesn't happen in a week, but little by little, the connection fades. The price of neglect in your relationships can be loneliness, regret, and opportunities lost. Here's what I learned. Neglect always costs more than effort. The price of discipline is measured in ounces. The price of neglect is measured in tons. It's so much easier to take a little action each day than to face the avalanche later on. Ask yourself, where am I letting neglect creep in? Where am I telling myself, I'll get to it later? Because later always comes, and the bill is always due. Sometimes it's your health, sometimes your career, sometimes your family or finances. The cost is never obvious at first, but it is always certain. But here's the good news. Just as quickly as neglect takes hold, you can turn it around with a single decision. One day of renewed effort, one day of attention, and you begin to reverse the process. The garden can bloom again. The balance can grow. The relationship can be restored. But don't wait for the bill to arrive before you act. Remember, neglect is expensive. The habits you ignore today will invoice you tomorrow with interest. Don't let the quiet thief of neglect rob you of your future dividends. Take the time now to care for what matters. The cost of effort is small compared to the price of regret. So how are habits and identity connected? It's a powerful thing to learn, and it's one that most people overlook. You see, your habits are more than what you do. Over time, they become who you are. Your habits write your biography long before anyone else does. So many people want to change their life. They say, I want to be disciplined. I want to be healthy. I want to be successful. But here's the reality. The world doesn't just listen to your wishes, your promises, or your declarations. The world listens to your actions. Your habits tell the truth about who you are, even when you'd rather tell a different story. If you claim to be disciplined, but your habits show neglect, the evidence speaks for itself. If you say you value growth, but your daily actions are stagnant, your habits have already voted. It's not enough to want a new identity. You have to back it up day in and day out with habits that match the person you wish to become. This can be tough to face. Nobody likes to admit that their actions don't line up with their ideals, but this is where real change starts. Once you understand that your habits and your identity are linked, you hold the key to transformation. Here's the secret. You don't have to try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just pick one habit that fits the identity you want to have. Maybe it's the habit of reading every day, the habit of keeping promises, the habit of planning ahead. Each time you act in line with that habit, you're casting a vote for the person you want to become. The more votes you cast, the stronger your new identity becomes. This is why you can't fake it for long. You can put on a front, you can make speeches, you can hype yourself up all day, but if your habits say otherwise, eventually the truth comes out. That's not a reason for discouragement. It's an invitation to authenticity. The fastest way to change how you see yourself is to change what you do. Want to be a leader? Start with the habit of preparation. Want to be healthy? Build the habit of movement. Want to be trusted? Make a habit of honesty, even when it's uncomfortable. Every new habit is a step toward a new identity. You see, discipline is not just what you do, it's who you become. Each day, you write your future with the pen of habit. Over time, the story becomes so strong that people will say, "That's just who you are." And you can smile, knowing it was simply a matter of casting enough votes in the right direction. So don't wait for some big moment to change your identity. Start with the next habit. Build the evidence. One action at a time, until the new you isn't just possible. It's inevitable. Now, most people don't realize it, but this is one of the most underrated forces in achievement, consistency. People are always searching for the next breakthrough, the secret formula, the shortcut. But if you watch anyone who masters their field, you'll notice something simple. They keep showing up. Day after day, rain or shine, they put in the work. That's how momentum is built. It's not about intensity. It's about repetition. The world is full of people who had a strong start and then faded away. But the people who keep stacking small wins, one after another, start to create something incredible, momentum. And once you have momentum, progress almost feels effortless. Think about learning a musical instrument. The first few lessons are all struggle. Fingers don't cooperate, notes sound off key, and nothing comes easy. But keep practicing, even for a few minutes every day, and slowly the struggle gives way to skill. After a while, you're playing songs without thinking. Consistency turns chaos into harmony. In business, it's the same story. Make one good call, and it's a nice start. Make 10 good calls, and you've got a pattern. Make 100, and people begin to notice. But make 1,000, and now you have a reputation. That's the power of consistency. Each small win builds on the last, creating a foundation strong enough to weather any storm. But there's another gift that comes from consistency, confidence. Every time you keep a promise to yourself, your self-trust grows. The little voice inside says, "If you did it yesterday, you can do it again today." That's the beginning of mastery. The chain gets longer, the streak gets stronger, and soon you're not just moving, you're rolling. Momentum is a funny thing. It doesn't show up overnight. It sneaks in after you've stacked up enough consistent days, enough small wins, that the flywheel finally starts to spin. And once it does, you'll be amazed at how much easier everything becomes. What felt like a grind at first now feels like second nature. That's why you must never underestimate the value of one more day, one more rep, one more chapter, one more phone call. Each one is a brick in the wall of your success. Consistency might feel boring at times, but to the wise, it's the secret ingredient. It's how ordinary actions turn into extraordinary results. So don't be discouraged by slow progress. The first days are always the hardest. But if you keep stacking those days, the rewards begin to multiply. That's the gift of consistency, momentum, that leads to master. Now let's zero in on discipline. If there's a master key to turning dreams into reality, this is it. Discipline is the bridge between ideas and achievement. It's what takes a good intention and turns it into a good result. You see, discipline isn't about punishing yourself or living a life of denial. It's about choosing what matters most, again and again, until the choice becomes automatic. It's about saying no to 100 little distractions so you can say yes to the one thing that moves you forward. Here's what I discovered. Discipline gives birth to the compound effect. When you do the right thing, not once, but over and over, the impact grows far beyond what you put in. Like interest in the bank, the results start small, but build and build until suddenly you're seeing extraordinary outcomes from very ordinary actions. Think of the runner who gets up every morning, even when it's cold, even when it's raining. The first few miles are tough. The payoff is invisible, but stay disciplined long enough. And eventually, the body transforms. The mind sharpens. The pace picks up. That's the compound effect at work. Discipline bends the curve of your results in your favor. In business, discipline is just as critical. Make the sales calls, follow up, study your market, send the thank you notes. It may not look glamorous, but over time, the disciplined person rises above the competition. The curve starts slow, then takes off. What looked impossible in the beginning becomes inevitable in the end. Discipline isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter, working consistently, and refusing to settle for average. Anyone can be disciplined for a day, but string together a week, a month, a year of discipline, and you unleash the full power of the compound effect. The world may not notice at first, but eventually, the results speak so loudly, they can't be ignored. So here's the challenge. Set the standard high and let discipline do its work. You don't need to be perfect, you just need to be persistent. Ordinary actions performed with extraordinary consistency produce results that surprise even you. Remember, discipline turns slow days into seasons of progress. It stacks the deck in your favor. Stay consistent long enough, and the curve bends your way. Here's one of the greatest myths about habits. People think, if I just stop doing the wrong thing, life will change. If I could only quit wasting time, or quit complaining, or quit spending, everything would turn around. But here's the truth. You can't just remove a bad habit and leave a hole behind. Nature abhors a vacuum. You must replace, not just remove. Try this experiment. Decide to stop eating junk food, but don't plan what you'll eat instead. Before long, hunger takes over and you're back to old patterns. The only way to break a bad habit is to trade it for a better one. Swap the empty for the useful. Let's say you've developed the habit of listening to the news or television every night. You decide it's wasting your time, but unless you replace that with something better, maybe reading a good book, calling a friend, or working on a project, the old habit will creep right back in. The replacement is what gives you staying power. Complaining is another example. It's easy to fall into the habit of focusing on what's wrong, finding fault, sharing your frustrations. But try swapping every complaint for a statement of gratitude. Instead of saying what's wrong, speak about what's right. Pretty soon you'll find your attitude shifting and your conversations improving. The same goes for your finances. You can't just stop spending, you have to start investing. Every dollar you don't spend is a seed, but a seed left on the table doesn't grow. It has to be planted somewhere. Replace the impulse to buy with the habit of saving. And over time, you'll watch your resources multiply. This principle works everywhere. Don't just cut out the negative, crowd it out with the positive. Want to stop being late? Build the habit of preparing the night before. Want to quit procrastinating? Start with a simple action, just one step forward. And let momentum build. Remember, habits are like roots. If you dig out a weed and leave the soil empty, something else will take its place, usually another weed. But if you plant a good seed, nurture it, and let it take root, you got a shot at growing something worthwhile. So, as you examine your habits today, don't just look for what to remove. Ask, what can I add? What better habit can take the place of the old one? With every positive replacement, you set yourself up for lasting change. That's how you build a life that pays dividends. Replace, don't just remove. Now here is the ultimate dividend your habits can pay: character. Now you might think, isn't the payoff of good habits better health, more money, a promotion, maybe a little recognition? Those things are wonderful, and they do come along for the ride, but the highest return, what I call the true compound interest of a disciplined life, is strength of character. Character isn't built in a day. It's built in the daily struggle, in the quiet victories that no one sees, and in the moments when you choose the right thing over the easy thing. Every time you keep a promise, every time you finish what you started, every time you act with integrity, you're making a deposit into your character account. You see, money can come and go. Opportunities rise and fall. But who you become in the process, that's yours to keep. That's what people remember. That's what gives you staying power, especially when times get tough. When you've built strong habits, you can handle whatever life throws your way. Not because it's easy, but because you've trained yourself to show up, to follow through, to stand tall even when the wind is against you. Character is what you lean on when motivation fades. It's what keeps you steady when the rewards take time to show up. It's built day by day in the trenches, when you do the right thing even when nobody's looking, when you choose discipline over comfort, principle over convenience. And here's the beautiful thing. The dividends of character pay out across every area of your life. In business, people trust you. In relationships, people respect you. With yourself, you walk with confidence, knowing you've earned it. Success comes and goes, but character is what endures. I've seen it again and again. People who build the right habits rise above setbacks, outlast obstacles, and create legacies. Not just because they were smarter or luckier, but because they built the muscle of character one decision at a time. So if you want the highest return on your investment of time and discipline, don't just focus on what you'll achieve. Focus on who you'll become. Let every good habit be a brick in the foundation of your character. Let every act of discipline carve your name in the stone of reliability, trust, and strength. At the end of the day, when the accounts are settled, it's not what you've earned, but who you've become that matters most. That's the dividend of character. And that, my friends, is the richest reward of all.